The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hello everyone, Linda Reed Enova, and welcome back to the Business Owners Podcast. The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by myself, Linda Reed Enova, Ideas and Marketing Strategist, and Clive Enova, who's our Business Strategist. In each episode, we bring to you practical tips, expert insights, and inspiring stories from successful business owners who started out just like yourself. Today, we're being joined by York, and he's joining us for part of our series called The Lessons in Business. He's going to share with us valuable lessons that he has learned along the way through running his business and through his entrepreneurial journey. York, welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. Please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. My name is York Zucchi. I'm originally from Switzerland, but Italian, German, and South African. I have been in business for, goodness me, I think over 33 years. 14 of which working for large companies around the world, and 16 of which as an entrepreneur starting, and I dare say also failing, quite a lot of initiatives in quite a lot of countries. Our work has been featured at Harvard, in the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, and even the space agency, NASA. I'm totally and utterly devoted to democratizing entrepreneurship so that everyone gets a practical sense of how to start and grow a business. And our research and our work is now used in over 421 cities in 27 countries. That's an impressive thing, but it doesn't mean that we're perfect. It means we still make a ton of mistakes. The trick is to make the mistakes small enough that you can survive the next day. And I'm really glad to be on the show.
We want to kick off the Lessons in Business podcast with the answer from you about what's the most important lesson that you've learned within business. Now, I know for me, my most important lessons haven't actually always been about business success. They've been about maybe process improvement or those sorts of things. So we're asking you now, what was the most important lesson that you have learned within business and how did that make an impact on your business?
I'd argue that the most important lessons I've ever learned in business, amongst the many that I have, is that doing is the best teacher in the world. Doing something rather than talking about it, rather than dreaming, will teach you whether your idea has merits, whether people are interested in it. And attached to that doing means also getting feedback, listening to people, listening to what they're saying and what they're not saying, and translating that feedback into something actionable for your business. Unfortunately, feedback, especially the great feedback, as my good old friend John T. says, real growth is never pleasant or easy. So great feedback is rarely pleasant or easy to digest. So learning how not to take it personally and appreciate what people tell you, and then also learning also what to ignore. That, to me, is the biggest skill that I've learned.
We want to understand what is one mistake that you've made in your career early on that you would like others to avoid. I know personally in my career, I've made many mistakes, and I'm sure that there's things that many people would like to avoid. What is one mistake that you've made early on in your career that you would like to share with others so they can avoid making the same mistake?
The one mistake that I made early in my career, goodness, I'd argue that there isn't a mistake I haven't done. Looking back, everything has value. Even the dead ends that I ventured into helped me build frames of reference, understand different sectors and so forth. That's on a slightly less philosophical side. I think I wish that at a younger age, when I just graduated from high school, I would have worked with more entrepreneurs, more small business and startups, and instead of following the herd and going to work for large organizations like Goldman Sachs and other banks around the world. I spent 14 years in large companies, loved it, from Dubai to Hong Kong, to Boston, to London, Germany, etc. But looking back, it was an overkill. I probably could have gone to work a smaller business, probably been less glamorous, had less of a fancy business card, but probably would have learned much, much more. So my advice is take a risk. Don't worry too much about a career or the business card or what everybody else is doing, and go and work for another entrepreneur.
mentors. And throughout life in general, we have many mentors. I've been taught many lessons by my mentors. What's one standout lesson that has been taught to you by a mentor that you would like to share with our listeners so that they can maybe find out about this mentor themselves or find out about the tip or trick so that they can use it in their business life?
I think one of the most important lessons that my many mentors have repeated into the stubborn old brain of mine for many years is don't believe your hopes. Hopes, we entrepreneurs are eternally optimistic bunch of people. We have to. We see the glass of full of opportunities. We want to change the world. We think we can do everything. And it's easy to believe ourselves because often we tend to be, you know, reasonably charismatic. We have to be salespeople, sell a vision, sell a dream. And a mentor of mine, a wonderful friend, Michael Springer, he said to me, "York, all good, fine, sell your dream, sell the vision and all that. Just don't believe it yourself." In the sense of don't start believing or drinking your own Kool-Aid. Keep your feet firmly on the ground. Do sell the big vision, but focus on the practical realities, measuring each step, see the progress or lack thereof, and do things with it rather than just believing in the bigger world-changing idea.
As we get wiser in business, we tend to be able to teach things to others. What's one lesson that you now teach your employees or people or clients around you that you find creates amazing impact? Our listeners would love to learn from you what that lesson is and how they can maybe teach that lesson as well. So if you can give some steps along the way in this question, that works really well.
The one lesson that I teach others now, whether it's my team, whether it's my friends, whether it's the people I mentor or other entrepreneurs, is learn the art and the tricks to launching something at no cost. Let's say you have an idea for a new service or for a new business or for, it doesn't matter what it is, whether you want to open a gardening service center, whether you want to open a coffee shop. In today's day and age, you can create a little page on Facebook, on Instagram, it doesn't matter which platform, or LinkedIn. Launch a pseudo service, an imaginary service with a call to action, and see how many people sign up. See the kind of comments, see the engagement, see if people are reaching out for you for that service. So test your idea before investing a single cent, other than a bit of your time, to see if there's a real need in the market. Because the truth of today's reality in starting and growing a business is that ideas count for naught, for nothing. Of course, we can have a big discussion around that. But what really matters is, have you figured out how to find clients? And so by doing this, it will teach you that, okay, I had a great idea, create a kick-ass landing page that really converts people, but I haven't figured out how to get people to my website or to my landing page. Well, that's a big problem. How are you going to scale the business? And so that saves you from a lot of unnecessary pain. If you can figure out your access to market, which is a fancy way of saying how to find clients, then you've got it made.
York, thank you for joining us for the Business Owners Podcast. Some of the lessons you've shared here are great, and the lessons that I feel like I've gone through. I'm very much a believer that in doing something, trying something teaches me something along the way, and I'd love to hear that. I also like the reference that you talk about going for a smaller organization or a smaller business when you first started. I remember that journey. I did both small and large enterprises. And yeah, some is glamorous, but it's not always as easy as it is. And you do tend to learn more when you're working in those smaller organizations. And as business owners, we are definitely going to learn more. And one of the things that I relate to is not having the ad spend of those larger organizations. And that comes back where you're talking about learning to launch something at little or no cost. I think regardless of whether we've got a large or a small budget, understanding those opportunities at little or no cost to be able to connect with our audience is highly important and quite often the most highly converting pieces as well. So thank you very much for all of those lessons we've shared.
We have thoroughly enjoyed listening to and learning from the lessons that you've learned in business and now the ones that you teach. I would like to give you the opportunity now to share with our listeners, where can they find you? Where can they connect with you?
You can find me pretty much everywhere that is online. I tend to not be on social media as much as I used to. So I deleted Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, X, as it's now called. I am still on LinkedIn, so you can find me on LinkedIn under York Zucchi. But it's not really that important where you can find me. If anything, I can offer you is where to find the Startup Tribe. We operate the online academies of 421 cities in 27 countries, and all our courses are free. So there's a course that helps you. We don't sell adverts. We don't sell membership. We don't sell premium. We are an organization here to support people to start and grow their businesses. So yeah, use us. Feel free to use us. Google the Startup Tribe. There's tons of free courses there and with absolutely no commercial angle. Hope that helps. And I wish you all an amazing start in your entrepreneurial journey.
York, thank you once again for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. Without guests like yourself and our amazing listeners, we do not have a podcast. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time with more tips and stories from business owners just like yourself. If this is your first time listening, make sure that you like and you subscribe to the podcast so you get alerted when new episodes drop. And if you've really liked it, share it with a friend so that they can learn the lessons from York and we can keep this wonderful knowledge sharing going.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.